cool band, right?
You are 70,000th in the queue.
Yeah, let's not listen to that. Let's sort you out with some pre-sale tickets.
End of the queues this way.
Oh, and a special card member entrance. More your vibe, I reckon.
Amex card member.
Too right they are. Gigs, festivals, theatre. When you're with Amex, they're on another level. That's the powerful backing of American Express.
Example product. Preferred rewards gold credit card. Representative 88.8% APR variable. Annual fee applies after the first year. Subject to status. 18 plus T's and C's apply.
Who can I talk to?
Can anyone relate to what I'm going through?
Who else understands what it's like to have cancer?
Sometimes you don't want to talk about cancer with people you know. You just want to talk with someone who knows how you feel. Open 24/7, Macmillan Cancer Support's online community is a safe space to connect with people who understand what it's like to have cancer. It's free to use and anonymous. From day one, whatever you need to get off your chest, community members are available day and night to offer support on the online forum. Talk openly and honestly with people who've been there too. You're not in this alone. We're here to help. To join, search Macmillan Online Community.
Well, hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo or Peacock that we just love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker, and joining me today on, I believe it's going to be Labor Day here in the United States, Mr. Ronnie Karam. How are you?
Well, hello there. What's going on?
You know, just another day, just enjoying ourselves. We have a really fun episode today. We are recapping episode 4 of Roni Legacy, which is Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip 3 or 4, I believe. When this originally aired on Peacock, I think it was in December or so, and it was in the middle of the holidays, and there were two episodes that we never wound up actually recapping. There's a gap in our coverage. And it's because it was the holidays. And so usually when that happens, we just move on. But since Bravo is re-airing Girls Trip, so that way people who don't have Peacock can now see it, we thought, and we've been putting up our sort of encore presentations of our recaps, we thought it'd be fun now to do the recap that we just never did. So that's what we're doing. We're revisiting Roni Legacy.
There you go. So let's do her. Let's jump right in. So yeah, if you're wondering, like, how could they not remember things that happened last week? It's because they didn't to us. They happened a long, long time ago to us. Years and years and years ago in a different time. Everything was different then in America. Bread didn't cost $19. Cars weren't self-driving. It was a totally different world.
It was. It really was.
Children were still children. Guys, it's all changed.
Yes. So we are here on season 4, episode 4, A Yacht of Attention. We're in St. Bart's, and Martin, he is the house manager, butler, servant, staff member, whatever you want to call him. And he's organizing a breakfast table outside, and people are doing work around. And Sonia is basically, he comes knocking on Sonia and Ramona's door. And Sonia is not a morning person, as we've seen over the years. She does not want to be disturbed right now.
Sonia's not an afternoon person. Sonia's not an evening person. Sonia's like a drunk, sad, crazy lady. But I think Sonia's just not a sober person. So Sonia just, morning is not good for Sonia because she's not shit-faced yet, okay?
Right.
Sonia can take the world once she's a little drunk, okay? And she's just not yet. So she doesn't like it. And she's like, fuck off, Martin. Basically, she's like, leave us alone. She's like, I like Martine, but not the Martine before I even had my coffee. I mean, that's a disgusting version.
I'm sorry, everyone. I'm looking at a COVID test. I am negative. Hey, sorry. I just wanted to announce that, that I am negative, but I'm very positive on enjoying Sonia Morgan. Okay, back to the story.
Well, so, congratulations. Game night it is, everybody. Game night it is.
Game night is on, ladies and gentlemen. I get really excited.
So she is wanting Martin to leave them alone, but unfortunately Ramona can't turn on the goddamn shower without help. So Ramona's like, you know what? I don't know how to turn on the shower. I need to call Martin. She's like, do not call him over here. It's the morning. Martin is behind the door like, so no more almond milk? You don't need almond milk today? No, leave us alone, Martin. Please don't call him in here for the shower. It's like a horror movie. Sonia is very, very afraid of having Martin come in there. But Ramona's like, you know what? These knobs are just so crazy. Like, you turn one knob this way, but that doesn't turn on the water. It, like, turns it hot and cold. But which way's hot? Which way's cold? There's no H. There's no C. There's no J. I mean, I don't even know what letters are supposed to be anymore. But let me tell you what. I don't know what's hot and cold. And then there's another one to pull for the water to come out. Is it the water to the toilet? Is it the water to the shower? Like, I don't even know what's going on with bathroom.
You know what? It's very confusing, okay? Like my mother always said, you don't want to rely on a man to be able to tell you how to use your shower. But unfortunately, I failed on this department. So unfortunately, Martin's going to have to come in here right when I'm ready to take a shower. And if my robe happens to fall off and he happens to see my beautiful, beautiful bosom, then so be it. I have to take my shower, okay?
Sorry, I'm an attractive person. And Sonia's like, we don't need the butler in here every morning, Ramona. Just calm down. I mean, what do you need him to wipe your butthole too? Yes, she does. And also, wherever her butt has been, you guys need a sponge crew. Okay? You are the cast that poops all over everything. Yes, you do. You need a mop following you fools around.
Yeah. So we have the opening credits, and it's morning. It's morning around the villa. For people who are not acquainted with the show, what they basically do is they just shoot footage of the women around the house doing their little activities. And since they're only there for 7 days, they have to make this footage stretch. So some of that stretching is literally just watching them laze about. And so that's what they're doing. And Kelly is actually...
They know, babe. They've heard the recaps coming every week. We're just the ones who have taken a break. So for everybody else, they already know what's going on. We've been recapping it every week.
There we go. So
we have to fake it. You know what I mean? We have to pretend that we never left, okay? Nothing is crazy and nothing's different. We were just here last week when Obama was president and Hedy Lamarr was a movie star. That's it.
Yeah, okay. Well, note taken. So Kelly's doing yoga, and she is she's doing morning yoga, which no one else is doing with her. And Kristen is lying around, and Martine is asking how last night was and everything. She's talking about how she drank too much, and Luann is diving in the pool. They're all just doing morning activities to get ready for the big, exciting day.
Yeah, and Kelly's the only one at the yoga place. She's like, it's only me. I'm like the only one awake, which is, I mean, it's crazy. I have children. I work so hard. I work so, so hard. And then she talks about herself, you know, of course. She's like, I have so much energy because, like, I eat, I sleep. I mean, I do nice things for other people because kindness keeps you young. That's basically what it is. I look like this because I'm kind. I'm a kind person.
So inside, Ramona is, Martine is still in the room and Sonia's going mad. She's like writhing around in the bed, like just wants everyone out of her face. And Ramona's like, whoa, Martine, look at this itinerary you did in the box. You know, you do your itinerary so well. I've never seen such a beautiful piece of paper cut so small with so many beautiful, vivid colors. It's like you're actually like an artist. It's like you're Picasso. You're like the Picasso of itineraries. Can you show me each and every way you make these itineraries? Okay.
She's like, but you know what? This is the old one, so let's throw it away. He's like, this is not the old one. She's like, oh my God, look at these ones. They're so lovely. I mean, you just print them. What do you do? He's like, they are made with love and happiness, you know? Whoa, you know what? You know what else should be made with love and happiness? Showers, because like, how do showers work? You know what? Shower itineraries aren't confusing. Showers are. Okay.
So Sonia's like, well, you know, but today's itinerary has a yacht, and I'm the one who arranged for the yacht, because I know about yachts. My ex had a yacht. And then we find out that dinner is going to be hosted by Kristen. This is going to be her neon party. Everyone's like, whoa, you know what? Martine, do you want to see my outfit? Okay, here's my outfit. This is what I'm wearing for neon party. I'm so excited to see it. You know what? It's a little wrinkly, huh? A little wrinkly. I'm just going to look at you and you know what you're supposed to say next. Oh, yes, we'll get that steamed. Oh, my God. Thank you so much for offering to get my dress steamed again. It's just such a gentleman, okay?
Because Ramona's playing up what a good person she is after she just got her entire show canceled.
Yeah.
So then Luann is looking for Dorinda, and she sees Martin at the breakfast table. He's like, oh, hello. Would you like eggs à la française? She's like, oh, if only you knew how.
Yes. And so now Kristen's laying by the pool, and you know, everyone's just sort of gathering outside. And Kelly is, she's on the phone and she's doing like a meeting. She's like, hi, yeah, Monday morning works. Okay, love you. Okay, bye. Business, business, business. And they're all just like watching her and doing just like, good morning, Kelly. How's it going? Did you do your yoga before you were so busy doing your business and throwing it in all of our faces?
And they start talking about last night and they had a skinny dipping party and all that. And Dorinda's like, oh my God, you know what? You miss the boobs? You miss the boobs. Whoever did naked suckers. And Kristen's like, oh my God, all I remember is Sonia buck naked in the pool. That was crazy. That was like so great. I'm having the craziest time with you guys.
Mm-hmm. So so then Luann comes over and is like, well, where was Kelly? But I guess Luann's already there. She's like, Kelly was with you guys last night. And she's like, no, Kelly was in bed, I think. And Kelly walks over and she goes, sorry, guys. I was just doing a little bit of work, you know, because I'm busy. I work. That's what I use my time to do. Work, business, business.
She's like, I have like such a big business in real estate. I have a global real estate portfolio. I sound like so real estate right now. I'm like portfolio because like it's so big. I'm like real estate, but it's true. It's like so big. It's like so great. And then we see a headline that says Kelly Bensimo sold $50 million in 3 months.
I raise my kids on my own. I'm like the mom. I'm the dad. I'm the provider. I'm like the doorman. I'm the UPS driver. I'm the mailman. I'm the person who works at Jamba Juice who gets my green juice and does it right every single time. Okay. Vacations, 6 a.m., whatever. If there's a phone call about something, business is business. And I have to be on point, especially if it's in front of the other ladies.
I'm like so busy. If you look at one of my listings, like I'm not even kidding, you're going to see a gorgeous woman posed on that coffee table. And it's me. Because that's how busy I am. Because she's in all the pictures of her real estate.
Yeah. And her this is the woman deals. Who, during Scary Island, had a meltdown because Bethany brought like a swag bag of skinny girl stuff to everyone's door. And she's like, this is just creepy. It's like weird. It's like, she's just like trying to force her business on us.
Yeah. So then we see Kristen's like, we need a recap, but I feel like somehow I know it went backwards. And so flash to 25 minutes ago, and Kelly's like, people aren't going to like you because you're just like not opening up. You know, we don't even know you. Like, what do we know about you except that you're a fan? I mean, you know, and I can tell you, like, I'm just trying to help you because, like, I know what fans want, and they don't want to see you, like, fanning out on people. Like, fans don't watch fans. So,
you know, I may be a very busy person and I may be both a mom and a dad and provider for my kids, but I'm also a fan for them to watch TV with. And so I understand what the fans want and they're not wanting you right now, Kristen.
And Kristen goes, why are we talking about fans right now? It's like, look at you. Nobody knows you. Who are you even? Like, nobody knows who you are. So like, don't like try to like tell people who you are. You need to like show them who you are. Like, that's all I'm saying.
Kelly Bensimone doing morning media training on Kristen. So Kristen is like, yeah, I just don't like know what to do anymore. Like, I'm trying, but like, I'm just gonna keep my mouth shut. I can't. And Dorinda's like, you know what it's that thing where it's like, I am more important. And Kristen's like, yeah, that's what it is. Well, she tries to show off her life and we don't. Sorry,
these
those
people are ridiculous. They're all ridiculous on the show because really all Kelly is doing is making a work call. She's not doing anything. And everyone's like, oh my God, and wait, so Kelly wakes and then nobody else wakes? How dare she? How dare she come out here and talk about how she has a job like she's so much better than us?
Oh, look at her. Oh, you're in a bikini and you're doing leg lifts and you're on your phone doing business. Multitasker. Here's something you're good at multitasking at, being a bitch and a cut fitness at the same time.
And Luann goes, well, there is that competition part, right? I mean, don't forget the I'm here and you're here. And Dorinda's like, yeah, we'll be doing it right here. Because look at her. I'm on a phone. You're not on a phone. I'm standing up. You're not standing up. I'm saying real estate over and over. You're not saying real estate over. Do you see where I'm saying? I feel small. I feel this big. I feel this big right now.
I mean, I'm a business person. You people are a bunch of lazy louts, okay? Well, you can just shut up and clip, 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 clip.
So silly. And then Dorinda's like, yeah, she's jealous of us. I was like, oh, okay. So she's pretending to make real estate deals because she's jealous. The fuck. So then we cut back to the Kelly and Kristen fight again, with Kelly saying, I don't appreciate you saying how amazing you are because it's offensive to women.
And Kristen's like, I didn't say that. So Narinda says, she wants to feel like she's part of the it crowd.
Yeah, it crowd.
And she wants to pick up where she left off. And she thinks that Kristen needs to be a little hazed a little bit before she can join this sorority. And Kristen's like,
she just can't comprehend that, like, I'm okay with, like, not making deals. Okay, I'm okay not having TikTok and a million followers. I'm okay if my lipsticks don't sell to anyone just because they're called POC.
So Kelly comes over. She's like, hi, guys. Like, this is so nice, like, being outside. Like, this is amazing, isn't it? Like, so great being outside. They're like, oh, hi, Kelly. Hey, Kelly, why don't you get off your phone? You ever thought of that? I don't even have my phone. I mean, where is it? It's probably in my room. Who knows? Who needs a phone? Am I right?
I mean, why don't you do your work calls in your room? I mean, look at this beautiful view. Does anyone need to see a beautiful view with a phone in the way? It's just it's offensive.
Yeah, because here I am, and like sitting in his backyard, and there's a very small pool here. I can't move. There's walls everywhere. There's no open space for me to roam around. And then he's talking on the phone. What am I supposed to do? I'm basically in the dog crate, having to listen to you talk on the phone, Kelly.
Well, I didn't mean to interrupt you guys.
Yeah, you weren't interrupting us. We're having a grand old time. We're very busy, too. We have busy businesswomen who are sitting on chairs having a vacation. We understand the value of luxury time.
So then Kelly is just like putting on lip balm and like whatever. So then Sonya comes out. She's like, will someone tape my boobs?
And so
at me, I've got a job now too, Kelly. Hey, Kelly, are you impressed with me? I have a job too. Can I be like you? Because I'm going to tape Sonya Morgan's boobs. That's me. Dick, you're into with the job. Maybe I'm good enough to be Smelly Kelly now. Jay.
So Sonya and Dorinda go into the bathroom to do this. And Sonya's like, you know, I never had boobs. But like the boobs that I do have, now that I'm older, they're just going under my arms. It's like left and right, you know. So just like boob tape, I need it all around me. So Dorinda starts wrapping her up. And then Ramona comes out and she's like, whoa, Lou, how are you feeling this morning? Do you still have a bad case of being a slut?
Well, Ramona, I feel great. And we had the best time last night.
And then Ramona then starts spinning her scarf. She has a little scarf around her arm. She starts spinning it around and annoying everyone, basically.
So now they're all getting ready to go out and talking about boobs still. And Sonya's still going off about her armpit boobs. So it's a surprisingly long scene for this. Ramona is talking to Kelly now by the pool. So Ramona's like, whoa. You know what? It's so nice here. The breeze, the view. You know what's so good about the water in the ocean? You don't have to figure out how to turn it on. It's just there. It's like crazy. It's like always on water. That's why it has such a big bill. It's like really hard to pay the ocean's water bill. It just never stops.
Yeah, well, I got reprimanded for working this morning by the pool.
What do you mean you got reprimanded? Why'd you get reprimanded?
Well, Dorinda told me I should go away when I'm working. Like, she went like after me last night and then she went after me today. I'm like, oh, whoa.
Yeah, you know what? It's because she snaps, okay? Like, right after she went on pause, she snapped at me. Like, that's just how she is. She snaps at people, okay? And when Dorinda snaps, I basically just, like, you know what? I say, sorry, okay? You know, like, I don't even remember what she says.
Yeah, so, you know what? No one's perfect, okay? And now I know that when she just snaps, you just can't discuss it with her, okay? And Kelly's like, yeah, I saw that. But you know what? She also has a very loving and giving side too, okay? It's just that you have to get through all the drunken, awful behavior to get to it.
Yeah, no, she's like really loving. Like, Ramona, I like fell in love with her. Like, when I got here, I was like, you are my new love crush. And like, I am obsessed with you. Like, I'm up here and you're up here with me.
We're up here together. I'm like so in love. So then Sonya and Dorinda back to them and they're talking about how boobs still. They're still talking about boobs. Sonya's like, wow, I look like Ramona now, but I didn't have to pay $20,000 for the boob job. Mm-hmm. I just had to pay a little bit of money for tape.
Yeah. So she's like, do I owe you any money? I feel like I just had $1,000 surgery.
Yeah, well, there's a tip jar at the door. No one can say that I don't work too, okay, bitches?
So then Ramona and Kelly are still talking about how, you know, Ramona, like everyone's getting so much more relaxed today and everyone got out so much stuff and they're going to have to go to the water. So they're talking about that. And then Martin calls everybody for time to leave. So dun, dun, dun. So then everybody leaves, basically. And in one van, Luann's talking about how intense it got last night. And Kelly's like, yeah. I mean, Dorinda called me a cut fitness. Like, what the hell?
You know, I know that was terrible. It's terrible that she just stopped there. She could have said so much more. I wish she did. So then we see a flashback to all that. And then Kelly's like, I mean, she was just getting vile because I was telling Kristen, stop narrating our own scenes. She's such a fan. And Luann's like, well, but I do see your point of view. Well, you know, but like, it's coming from like a fan base. Like, okay, as a representative of the fan base, I have to say, like, I don't need to be narrated to. It's like, yeah, but you can't call her a fan. Here's what a fan is. It's someone who shows up at a cabaret show while an icon sings to them off key. She's just a regular person and she wanted to do her homework before she came. And I think that's smart.
The more you go at Dorinda, the more she's just going to bark at you. It's like, oh, well, I'm not going to touch that with a 10-foot pole. I'm like out now. I'm like not even going to talk about this stuff because like I'm so obsessed with Dorinda anyway. I'm like huge. Like I think she's amazing. So like I'm not ever going to bring this up again. I'm not going to say one more thing to Dorinda. Like the last thing I want to do is say anything to Dorinda about this ever again. Like I'm never going to say one more thing to Dorinda, swear to God, ever again, like in my whole life. Seriously, like I'm really busy and I just don't have time to even say anything. I love her, like she's amazing.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
What's up, guys? It's your girl Kiki, and my podcast is back with a new season. And let me tell you, it's so good. And I'm diving into the brains of entertainment's best and brightest, okay? Every episode, I bring on a friend. I mean, the likes of Amy Poehler, Kel Mitchell, Vivica Fox, the list goes on. So follow, watch, and listen to Baby. This is Kiki Palmer on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to The Offensive Line. You guys, on this podcast, we're going to make some picks, talk some shit, and hopefully make you some money in the process. I'm your host, Annie Hagar. So here's how this show's going to work, okay? We're going to run through the weekly slate of NFL and college football matchups, breaking them down into very serious categories like no offense. No offense, Travis Kelce, but you got to step up your game if Pat Mahomes is saying the Chiefs need to have more fun this year. We're also handing out a series of awards and making picks for the top storylines surrounding the world of football. Awards like the He May Have a Point Award for the wide receiver that's most justifiably bitter. Is it Brandon Ayuk, T. Higgins, or Devontae Adams? Plus, on Thursdays, we're doing an exclusive bonus episode on Wondery Plus, where I share my fantasy football picks ahead of Thursday Night Football and the weekend's matchups. Your fantasy league is as good as locked in. Follow The Offensive Line on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can access bonus episodes and listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
So they arrive at their yacht and they get on board and everything. And everyone's like, whoa, hello, Captain. Are you excited? We ought to go on the boat. Whoa, are you excited to have someone who looks ageless onto your vessel? Okay, because guess what? You may think I'm 22 years old, but I'm actually much older. I look young and you look old. I look young and you look old. And that's that, okay?
I'm trying to look for the line. They go on the boat and they see the captain. And Luann's like, oh, hello, what's your name? And he's like, Ludo. She goes, oh, bonjour, Ludo. And so they go to the yacht, and Sonia's like, wow, are you kidding me? As Luann would say, Sonia, we got the yacht. Well, guess who got it? I got it. That's who did it. Wow, look at me on a yacht. I'm sure having deja vu. Wow, Puff Daddy. Hi, Puff Daddy. Oh my God, is that Justin Bieber? Is he even old enough to walk yet? Hi, Justin, future famous Justin. Your hair's going to be iconic one day. Just warning ya.
Hey, Jocko the captain. Do you know the Brave Goose? He's like, the Brave Goose or the Gray Goose? Both. Well, the Brave Goose is my ex-husband, and it's a little bigger than this. I'm hosting this event. Sonia Morgan, emphasis on the Morgan. Good to meet you. You may recognize my husband's name. I'm a yacht person. I'm very wealthy.
So. Oh, God. So Ramona's like, some women get off on diamond jewelry. Some women get off on new shoes. Someone get off on pooping in new closets in Mexico. You know what? Who am I to judge?
Wow, this yacht looks amazing. Look at this. Good luck trying to land this one. Tom D'Agostino. Sorry, some PTSD from the relationship.
You know, everyone knows that I have a taste for luxury, and luxury has a taste for me, and the other women join Luann inside the cabin. That's actually just stage direction, but I'm okay to narrate it in my voice.
So then, of course, Sonia is like doing her own taglines, and they're all doing that, you know, because it's like a greatest hits where everybody comes out and does their taglines, as we
know. They're all acting like they're trying to be super chill about the fact that they're all back on a yacht for the first time in many years. And they're like, yes, this is part of our everyday life. We're always on yachts. Oh my God, we're on a yacht. I mean, yes, totally natural, totally chill. Be very chill, everyone.
And then they see a turtle and they're like, oh, wow, it's a turtle. Wow, it's a turtle. Wow, guys, it's a turtle. Wow, look, guys, it's a turtle. Guys, it's a turtle. Just waiting for Ramona. Like they're teeing it up, but Ramona doesn't say it. So everybody just keeps saying it, but it's a turtle. It's a turtle. And finally, Ramona goes, whoa, you know what? Turtle time, baby. And they're like, yes, turtle time. Thank you. Fucking hey, man.
Hey, geez. So the WAN's flopping around in the water. There's some activity happening. There's a hot dog a la the banana from Below Deck Med. And so Luann's like, oh, we're going to go on the hot dog because we're real housewives. And the first rule of being a real housewife is you've got to always profess how much you're obsessed with hot dogs.
Yeah, so now it's just time for Luann and Dorinda to get on the hot dog and make dick jokes. So Dorinda's like, well, this is the first time I've been in a hot dog in a long time. I didn't have to climb, you know, a hairy, swelly mountain.
You could do it, Dorinda. Get it out.
Flip-flops to get on top of this hot dog, am I right? But I'm here. I'm at a hot dog. So hey, it's been a while, huh, guys? But guess what? Hot dogs still make me wild, am I right, guys?
Christian goes, did anyone see the Jaws movie? I mean, have you not learned anything from Jaws? Like three or four? I'm like, why are you entering in on the third and fourth Jaws? You could just start with Jaws, regular Jaws 1. You don't have to go to the third and
fourth. I'm young. I'm very, very young. Oh, yeah? Well, you know it. Have you heard of hot dogs? Riding a hot dog, huh? It's been a long time since I've been on a hot dog, eh, Lito?
Oh, I can't wait to get on this hot dog. We're going to get so slammed. God, I hope a flounder comes up and does me. I'm so horny.
Meanwhile, Sonia is just walking around the yacht trying to pretend like this is still her life, but she can't do it anymore because, you know, yachts are, you forget, but yachts are wavy, you know, and so you fall down, you have to be holding on to things, you can't just be drunk the whole time without falling. So she's falling and trying to act graceful, but she's literally just falling all over the place.
She's flopping.
And Ramona passes her as she flops into the hot tub and she's like, whoa, you look like a mermaid who got captured and she can't get out.
I was like, that was a surprisingly on-point observation from Ramona. Well, you look like you're in Splash. You're like a much sadder version of Daryl Hannah, okay?
Wow. So now it's going to... Now Luann and Dorinda get out of the water. They're showering. And okay, so now it is Kelly. So Kelly goes into the bedroom where Ramona and Sonia are changing into their swimsuit. And they're just going to, you know, have a party. Oh, so Kelly claps and laughs because Sonia comes out of this the bathroom wearing this hot pink swimsuit that says, we like to party. She's like, isn't this crazy? Because it says we like to party. But then when you stick your stomach out, party gets bigger.
Ramona's like, I'm wearing it. We like to party also. What we both like to party. We're kind of like party twins. We're very young. We're acting like we're two young 20-somethings because it's important to act the way you look, okay? Like my daughter Avery, she acts like she's a 47-year-old woman because that's how she looks. I'm sorry. I just look younger than my daughter.
So now it's time for lunch and Luann's like, so after last night we were all at each other's throats and now it looks like you've gelled. And Ramona's like, yeah, you know what? We're comfortable. We're happy now. Well, you didn't seem happy this morning. You know what I mean? And Kelly's like, well, listen, guys, I was just trying to protect Kristen, okay? Because I know how bad it could be for her, and I was just trying to protect her from the fans, okay?
Well, you protected from the fans? Well, no, I just want her to be well-received. I just, she's a beautiful girl with a great life. Yeah, well, I think that she's being very well-received. It's like... And Dorinda's like, I thought that she was being very brave, okay, and very honest last night. So I don't think she needs any advice. No, I'm not having this conversation in front of Dorinda, okay? She called me a cut fitness. Dorinda's like, where is this all coming from?
Says Kelly, who just announced his conversation to the whole table.
I know.
And Dorinda's like, where is this coming from? Didn't we have a good night over? Listen, you called someone C-wordy a couple of times. Who cares? We had a good time after that, didn't we? Didn't we hug and kiss? Didn't we talk it out? Did someone need to ride a hot dog?
By the way, did you notice that moment when Luann and Dorinda came back with the hot dog? And they're like at sea level still. And all the other ladies are on the deck, and Luann and Dorinda are just going, losers, party poopers, because no one would get on the hot dog. And Sonia goes, what is that? That paparazzi? Those fans? They're like, no, it's just nice. It's Lou and Dorinda. Sonia's That's like funny. Ready to step in. She's like leaning into delusion. It's like very clearly her two friends. She's like, oh my God, the paparazzi have found us again.
That's so funny. So Dorinda's like, I don't understand why this girl's still hung up on me calling her the C word. And Ramona's like, you know what, Kelly? You need to quit with your head, okay? Because you're going to dig a ditch. You're digging a ditch for yourself. And so she's like, you know what? It's just a knee-jerk reaction, Kelly. And Kelly goes, why? Does she have to go poop?
Well, because Dorinda's going downstairs. She goes, oh, does she have to go poop? And Dorinda's like, yeah, oh, I do have to go poop.
Just, that could work for Kelly really in any context. Like that could be a Kelly response, just a normal response. So you know what? You need to be careful, Kelly. Why does she have to poop?
So Dorinda goes downstairs. And Luann's like, oh my gosh. And Kelly's like, what? She called me a cut fitness. Well, did you have a chance to talk to her? She's like, well, no, I have nothing to say to her. I mean, are you kidding me? Well, you know what? Dorinda's not going to be, you know what? She's going to be coming up any second. So don't jump off at the back, okay? Just be careful. She's coming back right now.
It's so funny how this cast is so terrified of Dorinda. They're just like, it doesn't matter who's right or wrong. Just don't poke her.
So Dorinda comes back and she's like, listen. Yeah. And Kelly's like, you know what? You called me a cut fitness. No, I get it. I get it. But I called you cut fitness E. It was an adjective. I didn't call you the noun. She goes, no, you called me a cut fitness. Cut fitness E.
You know, it's like you say tomato and I say tomato. Let's call the whole thing a cunt. You know what I'm saying?
And we see a flashback. We see a flashback of Dorinda saying cut fitness E, not cut fitness. And Dorinda's like, listen.
This was years ago because you know what? Now people say that word all the time again.
It's
cut fitness-y. They say it all the time. It's like gay slang now. I mean, I guess it's everybody's slang, but I hear it most in gay slang because I am one of those. And you see, that's a little time passes and the whole world changes. Like that word's great now. It's a compliment now.
Well, and also we know that in England, it's like a common, just like whatever word. And Dorinda even says that. We see a flashback to the night before when Dorinda's like, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have called you that. Just, you know, it's a London thing. So, you know, I'll use that as my excuse.
Yeah. You know, I lived there one time. So then Dorinda's like, oh my God, this girl, she won't stop because she has nothing else to grab onto. Listen, I watched Scary Island last night. Remember when she was talking right in the midst of everybody's dinner and she wouldn't stop and you said, go to your room if you're going to talk. Remember that? And Kelly's like, yeah, listen to Dorinda. Remember when I wasn't there? Remember that? Because she wasn't even there. So.
Yeah. Well, I watched them all yesterday on a tablet in my bathroom where I was putting on my makeup. And we see her doing that. And Dorinda looks appalled. And Kelly's like, you know what? I'm okay. Oh, great. Dorinda, I'm just going to tell you everything because I watched it. Okay. Yeah, well, I watched them all yesterday. Now I get it. I know what I'm dealing with. You know, I thought I was dealing with a bunny rabbit, but it could be a whole different kind of animal. It could be a giraffe. It could be an okapi. It could be a raccoon. It could be a bat. It could be a chameleon. It could be an ostrich. There's so many animals it really could be.
It better not be a penguin, I'll tell you that. If it's a penguin, I'm going to say, you better back it up, you fucking penguin. And Kelly's like, what are we fanning again? I mean, what do you want, an autograph? Like, why is everybody so obsessed with me?
She is so ridiculous. It's amazing. Like, that's what her go-to is. When she's cornered, she's like, you're just like a fan. Like, you want my autograph or something.
But that is super weird to be like, oh, yeah, well, I watched episodes where you were having a mental breakdown again, and now I understand it. I watched episodes from 10 years ago, and now I get you. She's like, oh. No, you know why you have time? You don't have a job. You don't work. You know what I mean? That's why you have time to watch TV. Fan. You're a fan.
You know what? Hold on. I've got something to say, okay? Hot person talking. Okay, so. So tonight, first of all, I want to toast to Sonia for putting this day together. Thank you. This is so lovely to live in your delusion, okay?
Oh, wow, wow. By the way, let's look at frickin' Frack with the same bathing suits. Oh, the party is here. Is that what that says? You guys are just so frickin' Frack.
So then Kelly and Luann go to the side to talk, right? So Luann's like, listen, I just, you know, I don't want them to get the wrong impression of you because I know who you are, but they don't know you. You know what I mean? I know you. I know that you're worth it because at the end of the day, you get hockey tickets. They don't know that. And so you don't want to upset them. Do you understand what I'm saying?
You know, I'm probably the closest person to Kelly on this trip, which is sad for me, but it's so be it. She's going to find me an apartment someday. And as much as I try to give Kelly advice on how to get along with these girls, she seems to keep stepping in it. So listen,
Dorinda goes El Ataco because you pushed the wrong buttons. She's like, yeah, wild fan over there. Right. But defense, like what you see at a hockey game, I mean, I've only heard about it because I've never actually gone to a Rangers game with you. But defense with her doesn't work. So if you back her into a corner, she's going to bite you and bite you hard. So what I'm trying to say is you don't want to feed into that because you're not that girl. You're a celebrity. You're a model. You're someone who gets free hockey tickets. And I want you to understand that dynamic so you can move forward for the rest of the week and I can stop having to have these pep talks with you, okay?
Kelly's just like, but you know what? It's just so hard because, like, I work, you know, and it's like I do it all my own. Mm. Like, there's nobody even there. Like, I have kids, but like, I'm even the kids. Like, I'm the kid and I'm the mom. I'm like, look both ways before you cross the street. Both but then ways. I step into the street without looking both ways. And I'm like, you're in big trouble. Big trouble. I'm like, you need to get a job. But then I'm like, I have a job because I'm like literally everybody. Like, I go to take the bus somewhere, but then I'm like, I don't take buses. But then I'm the bus driver and I'm like, you should take the bus. And I'm like, why are you arguing? Stop being a fan.
Stop being a fan. You know what I mean? Listen.
Just so hard.
Me too. Listen, we do it on our own. Sisters are doing it by themselves. And by sisters, I mean cabaret stars, but you're close to that. So I get it.
I can bring up the bacon, fry it up in lime.
You know what? I'm just like all by myself. All by my line. Self. What were you saying, Kelly?
So Kelly's like, yeah, but you know, like, it's like so hard being a single mom. And the one's like, okay, well, I tried to help you. I've given you all the tips I can. Goodbye. You're hopeless. You're useless. You're hopeless. You can't hear anything. Get the goddamn wax out of here, you fucking loser. Like, she gets frustrated and walks up. And then Kelly goes, you know, like, Luann, she's just like a caring person. And like, she gives you like hugs. But like, I feel like what she was doing right now, she was giving me like a hug, but it was made out of words. And like, she hugged me with it. She hugged me with word. I love like word hug. I mean, not with capital A's because those hurt. If she like hugged me with a capital A, I would be like, ow, it's like so pointy. Please don't do that. But it wasn't that. It was like soft lowercase words for the most part. And it like felt good. She's like a word hugger.
Nothing about this made any sense.
No.
We had to not say any words that were long or multisyllabic. She's like, it's like an SAT word. I was like, she just talked to you. That's not a word hug.
Okay, guys.
And she left completely frustrated. She's like, God, she loves me.
I know. That her takeaway was just that Luann was trying to say big words.
Guys, Kristen here. Just want to tell everyone we're going to have our neon night tonight. So we need to get back because I'm getting my hair done.
So they're going back. The hat, one of many hats goes flying off the yacht. It's another hat interlude. And now they get the hat. They fetch the hat. And Luann's like, oh, thank God you got the hat. Because Luann's going after hat. She's trapped behind the glass door. She's like, let me out. Let me out. I need to get to this hat. It's from Saint-Tropez. Okay, it was $5 in a tchotchke shop, but it's still from Saint-Tropez.
And the deckhand's like, oh, that's nice. It's cute. She goes, it's cute. Well, thank you.
You know they have
thank you very much.
You know they have a stash. You're cute too, by the way. Come to my cabaret. You know they've got a stash of those hats just like below the deck. They just have it in the crew mess. They just have a stash of those hats for every single time one goes flying off someone. They're like, oh, we found it for you. Oh, thank God. You found my Saint-Tropez hat. Yes, absolutely. Here it is. They just, for all the guests were always claiming that their hat from Saint-Tropez has gone flying off.
So it's the end of their yacht time, and Sonia is like walking out with a purse full of like forks that she's stolen and like, you know, a bathroom mirror that she shoved in there. She's like, hey, Lou, we got the yacht after all. She's like, good job, Sonia. Sonia, you just dropped a TV remote control.
Well, I got that. The TV's still stuck on the wall. They screw those in now.
So they get back to the villa, and Luann's like, oh, by the way, let me get my hat from Saint-Tropez. So they go up, and Sonia walks up that giant staircase, and Martin is there with a drink. And she's like, oh no, I can't drink. I can't have any more drinks. And by I can't have any more drinks, I'll have three, please. Thank you so much.
So Kristen's like, neon party, everybody get ready for the neon party. It's going to be so amazing because it's neon. Everybody loves neon. So it's my turn for a party, and I really wanted to throw a neon party because neon's like so on trend. It's so young. It's neon. It's neon. We're having a neon party. I was like, oh my God, why does it take me 5 minutes to remember why your ass was fired? She's the worst. Neon, 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 so young. I love neon. Neon. I'm like, Go away. How are you here the same week in our life, repeating the same week that they brought Teddy back on that other show? Hmm. Were you just trying to drive all of us away?
So Kristen shows up first to her neon party, and her hair looks terrible, by the way. Like, her whole thing was that the yacht had to go back early because she had someone doing her hair, and her hair looks like a mess. So she comes up and she sits down, and the only one up there is Kelly. And so, of course, they have this weird relationship. So they're just sort of sitting there trying to make small talk and everything. And Kristen's like, this is great. Wow. Well, fun times at the neon party. Am I right? Is someone going to save me? Anyone, please?
Yeah, they're just sitting there trying to make small talk, and it sucks. And so Kristen just keeps saying, neon, it's on trend, right? It's neon. It's young. It's on trend. So the ladies start coming down, and everyone's instantly bored. Like, they're in these bright highlighter colors, but I think we probably said this a million times during the regular recaps of this. It's just, this is one of the problems with the show. It's like, get dressed up for a theme party. It's six of you sitting in an empty space. It's like Dubai. It's like the main problem with Dubai, right? It's like, get all dressed up to sit in an empty space with no extras or whatever. So they're kind of instantly bored, and they're like, where's the men? Kristen's like, why is it my responsibility to find the men? Why can't they just enjoy being young and on trend? It's neon.
Yeah, it's fun, guys. Neon, bright colors.
So Luann's like, well, everyone, I'm dressed like Atomic Blonde so I can hit on all the no one that's here.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
She struck him with her motor vehicle. She had been under the influence and then she left him there.
In January 2022, local woman Karen Reed was implicated in the mysterious death of her boyfriend, Boston police officer John O'Keefe. It was alleged that after an innocent night out for drinks with friends, Karen and John got into a lover's quarrel en route to the next location. What happens next depends on who you ask. Was it a crime of passion?
If you believe the prosecution, it's because the evidence was so compelling. This was clearly an intentional act. And his cause of death was blunt force trauma with hypothermia.
Or a corrupt police cover-up.
If you believe the defense theory, however, this was all a cover-up to prevent one of their own from going down.
Everyone had an opinion. And after the 10-week trial, the jury could not come to a unanimous decision.
To end in a mistrial, it's just a confirmation of just how complicated this case is.
Law and Crime presents the most in-depth analysis to date of the sensational case in Karen. You can listen to Karen exclusively with Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify.
So everyone comes out in their crazy outfits, and Dorinda's like, wow, this is a good neon theme. Listen, I teach aerobics, and neon's kind of my thing. So, hey, good job, Kristen, throwing a aerobics party.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. It's just a neon party, which I did first. So
they all sit down at the table. Everyone's names are written in cursive neon colors. Everyone's, oh, wow. They get, like, shots of gazpacho. Well, they're basically, they're given shots. And Luann's like, ooh, shots. Shot. Yes, I love shot. It's gazpacho.
Disgusting. So let's see here. So Dorinda's like, I mean, what did they think this was going to be, a wham bam rocking party? I mean, what, I don't know why everybody looks so bored. Like, duh, it's Kristen. What do you think she's going to do? Like, bring on strippers and neon pandas? I mean, come on.
So then Martine's talking about how they have carpaccio, beautiful scallops and everything like that. And also some cauliflower. And Dorinda's like, oh, cauliflower, that's big on this island. Wow, yeah. And Luann's like, well, c'est magnifique. Yes, I was married to a French person once, so it gives me a little bit more credibility when I say, c'est magnifique. That means it's great, ladies. Sorry. I don't know if you know that. You were never married to someone who's French. Ha ha.
All right, I've got a good topic of conversation here. I want to know who's had a threesome. Isn't that crazy? Let's talk about threesomes. That'll be fine. Yeah, who's had a threesome? And Sonia's like, yeah, I mean, look, you've got a dick in your face here, and you've got a dick behind you there, and you've got a vagina over here. I mean, what are you supposed to do?
Well, I went on a... It's just another day. We call that Tuesday at Sonorita's house. Well, you know.
This is how she so casually answers. Like, what are you supposed to do?
Yeah. So it's now Luann tries to start telling a story. She gets like three tries at the story. So she goes, well, everyone, since we're talking about threesomes, I had a date in Miami with a guy once and I was very interested in him. And so we went on a couple of dates. He starts asking me about threesomes or anything like that. Okay, here we go. And then he says he's investing.
Ding, ding, in ding, 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 ding. Yeah, so I just wanted to give a toast. Oh, well, I guess I'm done with my menage a trois story. Like, what's wrong with you, Kelly? What were you still? What's going on? Were you still talking? Like, I was going to give it. I thought you were done. But you were done.
She was telling a story, Kelly. You can't just interrupt like that.
Kelly goes,
it's over. The story is like literally over. I'm trying to help her. Like, the fans are like, what? Fans are like, what is she talking about?
Kelly goes, oh, sorry. I thought you were finished. Anyway, and she just keeps on going.
She's like, so I just wanted to thank Kristen so much for this amazing dinner. It's like, she was in the middle of a story, Kelly. Oh, well, anyway, so it's time for a toast. Let's just do a quick toast. I want to thank the fun dinner. It's so nice to be with everybody. Like, and like, you guys don't know this, so I just wanted to tell you, I'm under so much stress right now.
You want to hear about stress? Try finishing a story about threesomes at this table. That's stressful.
Yeah, you know, I just have so much going on, like with work, being a single mom, having kids, being a dad, being a bus driver, being a statue in a park. I mean, it's just so much. I've got so much going on, you know, and I didn't mean to be on the phone in front of you guys. You know, I know that that's hard when you don't work, but I'm just under stress, you know, and Dorinda, I'm so in love with you. Like, I literally, like, I'm in love with you and you're amazing. And I just want to be you. And Dorinda's like, that's so sweet. And then you call me a cut fitness.
Everyone's like, oh, God, here we go again. And she's also trying to frame this.
In a clip of Kelly going, I'm never bringing this up again because I love Dorinda. I would never say a thing about this ever again.
And Kelly also frames this with, guys, I'm really stressed because I'm moving out of my family home in 1 month forever. As if all these women have not had to move out of homes that they have loved. I mean, Sonia and her townhouse, for one. I mean, they've all been displaced and she's trying to get sympathy from them. And they're like, But it's really hard. So when you call me a cut fitness, it's like, okay, here we go. No, I'm serious. You got to stop. Okay, just the way I was stopped in the middle of my wonderful story about a threesome guy in Miami.
But guys, I was just trying to tell you, like, I was literally like adoring you, but then you called me a cut fitness. She's like, oh my God, yeah, I'm really confused. Like, do you love me? Do you hate me? Do you need me? Do you want me to go away? I mean, do I just say this cut fitnessy again? Do I just do it again? What do I need to do?
Dorinda, I just want you to be happy. Like, don't be mean to me. You don't have to be mean to anyone. All right. Well, this fucking sucks. So Luann just storms off because she couldn't tell her story and Kelly just blatantly interrupted her and she was going to have a scene. She was all ready to tell the scene. She was all excited. She had her wig on. She had given Dorinda the prompt to give so that way she can tell her story. And that's all gone up in flames because of Kelly.
I mean, what are we supposed to do? It's frustrating. What we're saying doesn't seem to penetrate, Kelly. And as far as that story goes, no one ever penetrated me when I was green in New York.
Luann is so upset by this that she spends the rest of the episode like slinking off to the bar in the living room smoking a cigarette. Like, and another thing, I just get no respect with these ladies. You try to tell a good story. I mean, they act like I'm just some beggar off the streets. I'm a cabaret star. People pay to hear my stories. Am I right? Another vodka, please.
Oh my God. So Kelly is just going on and on. Like, I just don't understand why you have to call people names. I mean, I'm a single mom. Like, why would you do that? I mean, you call me a cut fitness. Like, I work. I mean, I have buildings. You know, there are places in buildings that are apartments and I have to sell the apartments and like, I have to buy them too because I'm also the customer. Like, I'm a rug in apartments. I literally do everything. So
yeah. And they're just like, listen, you can't drop bombs and say, oh, I just want to have fun. I want to do this. She goes, I can do whatever the fuck I want, Dorinda. You don't own me. I mean, and then Kristen's like, Kelly, read the room. Okay, I will narrate for you. Pause this whole situation.
So the man goes, it's not about the words. It's about the actions. And Kelly goes, hello, that's my life. I'm an action verb.
You should know this as someone who gives out word hugs that I'm an action verb. So he goes, well, a verb is an action word. I'm not going to have someone call me a cut fitness, especially when I'm busy doing so many things. Do you know how many immigrants I've had to welcome into New York City while holding that torch up in my hand? Because I'm doing everything. I'm even doing Lady Liberty's work.
And then Kelly goes, but guys, I'm like literally a bird.
They're laughing.
They're like, what is this girl talking about? So then Sunny's like, I like her. At least she's not the same old fucking thing. Am I right?
You know, I do nothing. I do nothing. You know what? Just roll with it, okay? It just doesn't make sense. I know it doesn't make sense, but we're trying to make sense out of nonsense.
So then Kristen's like, I did open up and you accused me of not opening up and I stayed with my husband and we did work on it and it was like 8 years of hard work. It was so much work. I was like, oh my God, are you going to try and out Kelly Kristen, Kelly now?
Kristen, like, she says, she does this preamble where she goes, Kelly, I think you're a wonderful woman and you have a lot to contribute, but I think your delivery is so off. And I'm going to say this respectfully, you built a wall up. And as long as we're talking about delivery being off, I just want to say I'm the only one here who's still married.
Oh my gosh. And so she starts going off on her marriage and how much she went through. And she goes, and guess what? You know, and I guess what, Sonia, I stuck it out. And he's like your choice was the only choice and the best choice for all of us. As if Sonia left that relationship on purpose, you know. And so now Kristen is bringing up old shit and it's kind of like old housewives trying to re-audition, and everyone else is like, oh my God, can we make some dick jokes?
Yeah, well, because Kristen's basically like, I was being honest and I chose not to cry in a public restaurant and I'm going through shit. And it seems like Kristen's like really ramping up to make a good point here. And then she goes, and if you look around, there are six women here and you're all divorced and I chose to stick it out. Like, oh, I don't know what point you were trying to make, but whatever it is, totally it's lost by that statement.
Yeah. So then Sonia's like, I mean, who sits at the table with a bunch of friends and says, and guess what? I'm the only one still married.
Well, we all know there are people who are still married and hate each other, but I'm not going to judge Kristen or her marriage. So don't judge my choices. I have my own guilt. So Kristen's like, everyone has their own journey. Now I don't even remember where I'm going with this. And Kelly just goes, you are so beautiful.
And Dorinda starts cracking up and she's like, no, I'm serious. Like what you're saying right now, it's like so beautiful. And I say that as a mother who does like literally everything.
She's like so beautiful. Like I really like, and Kristen's like, but what I'm saying is you have your walls up. Your walls are up. She's like, no, you're a new friend, Kristen. And I'm not going to sit here and just be like open up about everything, even though you are so beautiful right now.
So they're like, oh my God. So everybody's over this, right? And Kristen's like, the night has been a buzz. I mean, I had games planned. This is really young and on trend. And now it's just everybody's angry now. And Luann's like, oh my God, they call it a hamster wheel. And the hamster wheel just keeps going around and around. Just let me off the goddamn hamster wheel and onto a hot dog. Am I right?
I thought I was big enough that I didn't even have to play hamster cages anymore. Kelly's like, I just want to be friends. And Dorinda's like, well, that's easy. I just want to be friends with you. Well, can you know what? Can you tell Dorinda you're ready to move forward with her? I just said that three times. So don't go backwards.
So stupid. So now they have to have this whole C-word conversation again. Oh, my God. So now Kelly, Sonia, Dorinda, and Kristen are still outside. And Dorinda's like, you know what? I don't know what you're doing. I don't know what the end game is. She's like, you know what? I'm not going tit for tat. Because tit for tat is nastier, and I'm busy, and look, we're not in the fourth grade. Like, I'm an action verb, so I'm an action verb who does everything as a single mother.
It's not nasty. It wasn't nasty. It's just, but we're grown adults, okay? Listen, you know, you hurt my feelings. I hurt your feelings. You know, I don't need or want this conflict. It's upsetting. We're just strong women kind of doing our best, right? And I'd like to wake up tomorrow morning and just be there. Can we just start there?
Kelly's a conundrum. It's like dealing with one of the Rubik's Cubes. It's like a Rubik's Cube. It's really hard. So they're trying to just end this dinner, but Kelly won't stop. So then Kelly goes and hugs Dorinda.
Well, because Kelly goes, I'm apologizing. And Dorinda goes, I just think I was apologizing. She goes, you were? You were? Oh my God.
She's like, by the way, when I look at you sometimes, you look like Lady Di. I'm not even kidding.
We're so good now. Like Kelly just like flips on a dime. And everyone's like, what the fuck is going on with her?
And she goes, oh my God, now we're such good friends. Like if I knock on your door or have nightmares, I'm totally coming into your room.
This apology means everything to me because Dorinda is who she is. If she feels like saying something, she says it. I like that about her. So then,
oh my God,
Luann's just like loitering. She's like, she has her cigarette. She goes in the confessional with a cigarette, and Kristen's in there. She's
recording a confessional. They're both like just frustrated with this evening. And Luann's like, I need a cigarette right now. That was intense.
I didn't even get through my threesome story.
Can we talk about when she interrupted my story to give her speech? Let's talk about not reading the room. It was just like surreal. It was a surreal evening.
Yeah, so it's the end of the night now, and everybody's kind of going to bed. It was kind of a bust, right? And Dorinda's like, I can't get off my necklace. It feels like Kelly. It's Representative Kelly around my neck. It's like if a necklace was made out of Rubik's Cubes. You know, I can't get it off. Kelly, get off! So they help her with her necklace, and then we just got back to Luann sitting by the bar smoking a cigarette like, Martin, I didn't even get to tell my virginal story in New York. So, Martin, last time I was in St. Barth, and she shows him a picture of the Johnny Depp pirate, and he goes, oh, this was a long time ago. She goes, I look the same. That's what you're supposed to say. Jesus Christ, can I catch a break?
So then the other ladies are at the pool and everything, and they're sort of talking, and they're like, Dorinda's doing like a backstroke, and they're joking about like her boobs and everything. And Luann's like, okay, I'm gonna go over there. So she gets up and she goes like near where everyone's talking. Kristen, of course, starts saying this stuff. She goes, you know what, Kelly, I'm just saying, be vulnerable. Like, no, like, where's your emotion? All that. Like, I gave that to you time and time again.
Oh my God, they're trying to have fun and everyone's finally laughing and calming down. And Kristen goes, Kelly, does it resonate what I said to you about the wall? Seriously? Oh my God. So then Luann's like, oh God, I'm going over here. So she goes to the other side. And then Kelly and Kristen start going on and on about the same thing again. And Luann's like, I'm going in. Like, I'm staying behind a wall. It's not getting better. It's only going downhill from here.
I'm
going
to stay cachet. That's French. Because I'm going to be cachet. Hidden. So Kelly is like, "It's, you know what, Kristen? I had more deep conversations with Dorinda. But you know what? Like, Kelly, that's like not fair. I'm just saying. I'm like still trying with you. Yeah, but you were like... you are like not the right tool for the job, Kristen. I need nurturing from Dorinda right now.
And Dorinda's like, oh my God. A merry-go-round. Merry-go-round down a Rubik's Cube. Black dragon. And Kelly's like, here's the thing. I'm about to get married. And like, literally about to get married. And you don't even know that because you don't ask me. Well, you don't tell me anything. Well, everybody else knows but you. Like, Luann knows. Sonia knows. Ramona knows. Dorinda knows. Because like, what are we, in kindergarten? Like, are you a verb or are you in action? Like, I don't even know.
Well, I asked you. I said, are you dating? Are you dating? Are you dating? And you know what you said to me? You said, it's complicated. Exactly.
Exactly.
But you clearly didn't want to share. And guess what? I respected that. And you don't have the same respect for me.
Oh my God. This is literally exhausting watching these two. And then she's, oh my God. Just go. Everyone's like, bye.
And she's like, I just think it's really fucked up. Like, you fucking fought over and over and over again. You and Dorinda at the table. And Kelly's like, yeah, but I wanted her friendship. I want her friendship. But you don't want mine? I mean, I like you. So Kristen hates that. She gets Kristen's up.
And like, I am done until tomorrow. I'm gonna try again tomorrow. I'm gonna maybe I won't say wall again. Maybe I'll be like, you put me outside a box. There, I'll go with that one. Spoiler alert. I mean, I guess I just told you what I'm gonna do tomorrow.
So Sonia is like, she's like, well, you know, Kelly, you make her feel less important when you're saying I'm in love with Dorinda. And Kelly's like, well, where I am in my life right now, maybe talking and communicating with Kristen isn't the right person because I need actual serious advice because I'm about to get married. I'm about to move out of my family home and I'm doing everything. I'm the mom. I'm the dad. I'm also the preacher marrying myself.
Oh my God. So Kristen's in the confessional like, what is going on? Like, I tried and I just want to go on record and say I attempted to get to know you. And like, that's on you. That's not on me. She knows. She told you she doesn't want to get to know you, Kristen. Go away. Kristen needs to just learn to be like gone. When people just dismiss her, she needs to walk away. Because this is the same thing that happened with Bethany. Remember that? When Bethany's like, oh God, why are you here? She's like, you're trying to ice me out. You're like putting me in a box. And she's like, oh God, please, please go. I'm like, you're in a box. I'm shipping the box back. UPS, please go. I paid for the postage. I printed out the postage. Please leave me alone. She's like, but why am I in a box?
It's so funny because Kristen really is kind of needy. She really wants to be like, she wants to be welcomed or not. She doesn't want to be iced out, more like. It seems to be a real trigger for her, which is funny because she's just like, like so drop dead gorgeous. And normally it's the drop dead gorgeous people who are like people flock to. And here the drop dead gorgeous person is like, don't ice me out. Come on, include me, include me. But it just goes to show beauty can only take you so far.
Well, in a group of, you know, older ladies, that's like a housewife thing, you know, like usually they'll cast a younger woman just to piss off the ladies in the cast. So, you know, it's classic casting.
Yeah.
So. To bring some spice. But yeah, she's annoying as hell. My God, I forgot. But that's the end of episode number 4. We'll be back next week with a new episode of number 5 to complete the set of the Ultimate Girls Trips recaps.
Thanks, everyone, for being here. We'll have a recap of Chimp Crazy up tomorrow, and we'll catch you on the next episode. Bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Stroll in the Park with Caitlin Clark.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
She's never scary, it's the Green Fairy.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Know Your Worth with Jason Kurth.
Sipped Some Scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
We Wanna Hang with Liz Lang.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
She's a little bit loony. Junie.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Chadley.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Ring that bell for Rachel.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.
If you like Watch What Crappens, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
I'm Dan Taberski. In 2011, something strange began to happen at the high school in Leroy, New York.
I was like at my locker and she came up to me and she was like stuttering super bad. I'm like, stop f***ing around. She's like, I can't.
A mystery illness, bizarre symptoms, and spreading fast.
It's like doubling and tripling and it's all these girls.
With a diagnosis, the state tried to keep on the down low.
Everybody thought I was holding something back.
Well, you were holding something back intentionally.
Yeah.
No, it's hysteria. It's all in your head. It's not physical. You're exaggerating.
Is this the largest mass hysteria since the witches of Salem? Or is it something else entirely?
Something's wrong here. Something's not right.
Leroy was the new dateline and everyone was trying to solve the murder.
A new limited series from Wondery and Pineapple Street Studios. Hysterical. Follow Hysterical on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Hysterical early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.